American Airlines confirmed today it will acquire TWA and bring to an end one of the oldest names in U.S. aviation. American will also take control of some of U.S. Airways routes and planes if that airline is sold to United. Announcing the deals today, American officials defended themselves against criticism that the moves will reduce competition. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Under the terms of the deal, TWA agreed to declare bankruptcy early this morning. In turn, American said it would pay $500 million for TWA's assets, which include as many as 190 aircraft, some maintenance facilities, and a new hub at the St. Louis Airport. It will also assume some of TWA's operating leases. In a separate deal, American said it would acquire some of the assets likely to be sold off by U.S. Airways once it merges with United. Donald Carty, American's president and chairman, spoke at a press conference in New York.
When it became clear to us that United and U.S. Airways would likely have to sell some assets to complete their proposed merger, we moved very quickly to identify what assets were desirable to us so that we could acquire them and keep them out of the hands of one of our other major competitors.
The deals will realign the air travel market in the United States, giving American a bigger network of flights, especially in the Northeast. Assuming United is allowed to buy U.S. Airways by the government, the two airlines would be by far the biggest carriers in the country, with each controlling about a quarter of the market. In recent days, consumer groups and politicians have complained that the continuing consolidation in air travel will mean fewer flights and higher fares, especially for people living in small and mid-sized cities. In response, Carty today noted that TWA is already on its last legs, and so he said it isn't likely to remain a competitor for very long anyway. Carty also suggested that while there are six or seven major airlines today, most places are served by just a few carriers, and that wouldn't change if the deals go through.
We're being driven by trying to serve our customers, individuals and big corporate accounts, to try to do as comprehensive a job for them as we can. And that's why we're building big networks. Now, is it better or worse for the consumer? I think if there were three or four comprehensive networks across the country, the consumer would be assured of a high level of competition. There's nobody we compete harder with than United Airlines.
Still, federal regulators are expected to scrutinize the deals especially closely. Another big question for American is how its unions will respond. Justin Pettit of the consulting firm Stern Stewart says that when American tried to buy Reno Air a few years ago, it met big resistance from its pilots over seniority issues.
Maintaining their seniority through the deal will be a number one issue. And whenever you're having these kinds of barriers to integration, ultimately it's going to be hard to reap the economic gains that you priced into the deal in the first place.
And getting approval could be complicated by the fact that the airlines are represented by different unions. Finally, the acquisition has to be approved by a bankruptcy court judge. One potential stumbling block involves corporate raider Carl Icahn, who seized control of TWA in 1985. To get rid of him, the company's board agreed to a deal allowing Icahn to sell its tickets cheaply over his website. But American today said it would refuse to honor that deal, setting the stage for a possible court fight. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.